Perkeavos perkevi mishna chafala for belozer ha kapar omer ha kina ve ha taiva ve ha kovid motziana sa adam in olam. Three things: kina, taiva, and kovod remove a person from the world. So what does this mean? So first of all, I think we just need to make a hara about motziana sa adam in olam. There, it doesn't sound like from the Mishnah that there's an avera to have kina, to have taiva, to have kovod. And it could be that the Torah doesn't have an avera for these things because having them is itself the greatest punishment. To be a person who's consumed with kina, a person who has no control because he's overcome with taiva, a person whose whole life is dedicated to getting kavod, so it's not a life. It's motzinas adam min olam pashe. It's not an existence to try to live a life that way. Okay, let's look at one at a time. Kina, number one, kina. Binyan HaKina, the Rabbeinu Yonah tells us there's really going to be two main areas of kina, and he's going to break those up into subcategories. Now, it's going to be very clear from Rabbeinu Yonah that when he says kina, he doesn't just mean jealousy. It doesn't just mean when you want something else that someone has. There's a much more insidious element to it. There's resentment. There's animosity. All of that is bundled together with what we call jealousy. That's what kina is. So he says, first of all, again, we said we're going to talk about two categories of kina. Category number one is going to be kina, which is for another person's good behavior. You have an animosity towards someone because of their good behavior. And Rabbeinu Yonah breaks that down into subcategories. He says the worst, and that is the chor, what the Mishnah is talking about. That's the kina, that's motzias adam min ha'olam. That's when you see other people doing avodas Hashem, you see other people growing, and you hate it. When they're osik b'tovah mitzvos and holich b'derech tovah, you're sone ove Hashem ve'osei ritzono. You have a hate towards people who are doing the right thing. And unfortunately, you see this with people sometimes. That someone could be serving Hashem, someone could be doing mitzvahs, and it doesn't affect this other person at all. And yet they're burning up with a hatred, with resentment. So that's the first category. And that's what he says is motzinas adam min ha'olam. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. And that's the worst. And such a person, nikra shmo sone Hashem. Such a person's a sone Hashem. Then we have a second category, which is not as bad, but it's bad. And that is that you have this angry feeling towards someone when someone is growing, when someone's doing well, someone's osek in Torah, and since you're struggling in those areas, you get very upset because you don't want anyone else to be better than you. That's something that unfortunately you sometimes find in a yeshiva setting. Someone looks over their shoulder and they're looking at somebody else, they're looking at their roommate, they're looking at their chavrusa, they're looking at someone else in the yeshiva, and they have this hatred is a strong word, but they have very negative feelings towards the person because the other person's growing and because they know they're not. You know, many times guys will come and ask about, you know, I'm judging other people. Oftentimes when you judge other people, it's because of your own lack of self-confidence. It's because of your own concern that you're not really doing as well in those areas. And that's the second type of kina here, the second type of resentment, of animosity, jealousy. It's when you see other people doing well. And it's not that you hate people who do mitzvos. You love people who do mitzvos. But you hate the fact that he's doing better than you. You hate the fact that other people are succeeding in areas where you're struggling. And then there's a third area of kina. And this, he says, is really not so bad. This is the area of kina where you see other people doing well, and you want to do well like them. Here it doesn't manifest itself with hatred. Here it doesn't manifest itself with animosity or resentment. Here, it's just that I want to be more like them. And it actually pushes me to succeed more. And that's why here, kina is lacking that very negative hatred element to it. This is what Rabbeinu Yonah says. This is what Chazal referred to in Bava Basra. Kina sofrim tar b'chochma. That when you have a jealousy, just pure jealousy over the fact that someone else is doing really well, it increases chachma because it pushes you to try to be more like them and to try to better yourself. So he says, the kina is mar b'chachma, v'toreach u'mosif l'asof tova lechus b'derech shor. It actually pushes you to go in the proper path. Now Rabbi Yonah says something that's very important. Ach yosir shavet im b'lo kina chafetz b'elu no mashem elayim. It would be most ideal, though, if you'd be able to have that drive for success without it coming from the fact that you were looking at somebody else. And if I understand what Rabbi Yonah is saying, he's saying that is our tafkid. That's one of our hardest missions. One of our hardest missions is to push ourselves to succeed, not because we're looking at other people succeeding and we're trying to keep up, but rather because we have an inner identification with the value of the mission. We want to succeed because we see the value in what's happening, not because we see other people and we are competitive. Now, sometimes you have a guy, and before he gets into learning, he's very good in sports and he's very competitive in sports. And then when he comes to the base medrash, he just channels all that competition into the base medrash. So we're not saying that that's evil. That's certainly not what the mission is talking about when it says Motzinas Adam and Olam. But it's also for sure not ideal. But Marsha in that Gemara in Bava Basra comments and says, all the Gemara says is Kinas Sofrim Tar B'Chachma. That's a description of the reality. Kinas Sofrim is Mar B'Chachma. It doesn't say it's good. It doesn't say you should seek out to have Kinas Sofrim. No, it would be better if you can get there without Kinas Sofrim. Rabbeinu Yonah here quotes from Sefer Koheles, and I think he's learning pshat like that in this pasuk. Ra'isiani is called Amel, as called Kishon HaMaisa. I see people working hard. I see people succeeding. Kihi Kinas Ish Merehu, but I recognize that it comes from Kina. And Zehevel V'Ras Ruach, and he's being critical of that. Even if it's pushing us, even if it's Kinas Sofrim. So again, it's not evil. And the Mishnah here is not condemning you to that you're motzi yourself min ha'olam. And if that's what you need, okay. But you should recognize that that's not ideal and we should be striving for higher. We should be striving that we learn, we daven, not because we're trying to keep up with everybody else, we're trying to outdo everybody else, but because we recognize the value. Okay, Rabbeinu Yonah now goes on to, that was our first section of kina. That was kina when other people are doing well. And sometimes it manifests itself with real animosity and hatred and resentment. And sometimes it just manifests itself as some healthy jealousy. Now healthy, but not ideal. The second sphere of kina is when you have kina for other people's, not for their ruchnius, but for their gashmius, for their osher. And here again, Rabbeinu Yonah breaks it down into subcategories. He says sometimes you see other people and you are upset that other people are succeeding. You're upset that someone else has a nice house, has a nice job, someone's succeeding, he has nice things. And this, he says, is very bad because it basically means you hate mankind if you don't want to see other people succeed. Like, let's say you have a lot and someone else also has a lot. That bothers you that someone else has a lot? So that's a very negative place to be. That's the first category. The second category is more competitive of nature. And it's not as bad, but it's not good. You have kina when other people have things that you really want, and you're upset that they have them because you don't have them. You're striving for it, and he's getting it instead. Right? The first category, which was really bad, that's where you're just upset anyone else has anything good. You want to be the only one with good things. Even if you have a lot more than everybody else. Here, it's specifically the competition. It's the fact that he has more. And you want it. And if other people have it, what you want, that bothers you because you need to be more than everybody else. You need to be richer. You need to have nicer things, better looking. It has to be more than everyone else. And the last is the less of all the evils here. And that is when you want. It doesn't bother you what other people have. But you see other people have great things and you're not upset about them. Again, this third category here, it doesn't have that same hatred. It doesn't have that animosity. It doesn't bother me that other people have. But when I see other people have, I also want. I bless them. I want them to have. But I also want to have because I love kesef. So he says here, Tov Shibarayim is your oev kesef. And your mekanev chafet shielo osher gadol. V'yemiesh lachayar mado harbe lo yochos. It doesn't bother me that other people have a lot, other people have a little, that doesn't bother me. But when I see someone else gets a nice car, it says, oh, I want a nice car also. So I get driven. It's bo'eres, kimo achif, kimo achofet lis asher b'chom min ha'adam. So he says, "This is, excuse me, the ein lezeh kinabor es kamo achad. This is not as burning." Sorry, I misread that. It's not as burning as someone who wants everyone else's stuff. It's not like the earlier category where I hate you because you have it and I want it. No, you can have it, but I want it too. So that's another form of kinna. When you're looking towards other people. And again, it's not jealousy in the ben adam l'chavero sense, but that's where it spawns, the fact that I see other people have it and I want it. Rabbi Yonah ends here and says that, going back to the kinna, he says, if you're going to have kinna, let it be for Yiras Hashem. Al yikana libcha b'chatoyim. Don't sit there wanting all of the chatoyim that other people have. Kiyim b'yiras Hashem kol ayom. Try to channel, if you do have this competitive nature, at least try to channel it towards Yiras Hashem. Okay, next time we'll discuss, we'll finish the mission, we'll discuss taiva and kavod.